Hello everyone and welcome to the Across the Stages podcast, brought to you by Absolute Motorsport Radio and also available on Absolute Motorsport TV. I'm Joseph Casey, joining me today will be Joshua Suttill. We're going to be reviewing the West Cork Rally, which was won by Craig Breen overall, and Tom Cave took the victory in the British Rally Championship after a fantastic fight with Matt Edwards. So it was a fantastic weekend of racing in West Cork, and we saw plenty of action two very different days in terms of the weather, and in the end it was Craig Breen that came out on top at the West Cork Rally. But a fair amount of competition, as we kind of expected, didn't have it easy, was under quite a lot of pressure throughout, and in the end Alistair Fisher was the main man challenging him, finishing 22 seconds behind Craig Breen. But a good performance by Breen, but it was good to see people pushing him quite hard.
Yeah, definitely. I think it was really a testament, wasn't it, to just how competitive these guys are, you know, in the British Rally Championship and the Irish Tarmac guys. They ran him close, but I guess in the end it was always going to be Breen, wasn't it, really? But it was going to come away with this one, but definitely a really closely fought one to, under the circumstances.
And Breen saying that he really enjoyed the weekend, controlled it pretty much from the start by stage two, he was in the lead. But the main thing was that he was saying he really, really enjoyed it. I think he said, he definitely did say that it was the best rally that he'd had, most fun rally that he'd ever done, which is really high praise for the Irish roads and also the event organisers and everything. It really was a good event for him. And I think that's important for him, isn't it, at the moment, just enjoying his rallying.
Definitely important to him, important to the event as well, especially with it coming back onto the calendar for the British Rally Championship at least. That was really good to see. And yeah, like you said, Breen, you know, just obviously chasing a return to Dubai RC, but at least in the meantime, he's having plenty of fun as well.
Yeah, and he said that he is, as long as he's not got WRC stuff, he will continue doing the Irish Tarmac Championship, which is really good to see. I think it should really up the level. I think that there's quite a lot of really good tarmac drivers out there in Ireland, but this will just take everything to the next level. Behind Alistair Fisher, great performance from Fisher, but we're now going to move on to Tom Cave, who rounded off the overall podium and was the winner in the British Rally Championship. A fantastic fight between him and Matt Edwards for that BRC win.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it was just going back and forth, wasn't it, really? I think, you know, especially on the second day was where it really sort of started to heat up. You know, I think Cave, in the sort of first stage of the second day, went a lot quicker than Edwards and got the lead, and then Edwards sort of fought it back again, and then Cave, I think it was on the penultimate stage, wasn't it? It was like probably the most important one, because that's where he went, nearly 5 seconds quicker, and then that's pretty much where he got the lead and held it into the final stage. In what was probably, you know, I think one of the most impressive sort of battles for the leads that was sort of seen recently.
Yeah, no, I really, looking through, I just couldn't see which way it was going. There was no real time where Cave put in a couple of stages where he was pulling away. It was always one stage he'd get it, one stage it'd be the other way round, or they'd be neck and neck. So really good to see, and I hope this continues across all the different surfaces, because in Cambria Edwards was comfortably in control of things, quite easily won there. Here he was a little bit behind, so hopefully this kind of happens throughout the BRC season, and we're seeing Cave and Edwards fighting out. And I think David Bogie would have been there as well, but he had a few problems on stage six, which kind of put him out of contention.
Yeah, definitely. We need Tom Cave, really, I think, to take the fight, don't we, to Matt Edwards. I think Cave is definitely, in my opinion, the one with the most potential to do that. Unfortunately, he's in a Hyundai R5, so I think it was quite impressive, really, for him to win this event. We know it's not the best R5 car out there. I do think it's a bit behind the Fiesta, so very impressive stuff, I think, from Tom Cave. And like you said, let's see if it continues. Certainly what he needed, anyway, after, I mean, really disappointing opening round, wasn't it, in terms of the result, after showing such good pace, so definitely got redemption in this one.
In fifth overall, we had Sam Moffat, brother of Josh, who we'll get onto later. Good performance by him. Didn't have in the first Irish Tarmac Rally, he retired, so that was good for him to pick up fifth overall and fourth in the Irish Tarmac. Callum Devine, I don't think we mentioned before the rally, but he was in the junior WRC last year. He's come back to the Irish stuff this year. He was sixth, good performance by him. Good to see another guy kind of coming from the World Championship, albeit the juniors.
Absolutely, you know, it's a good sort of sideways step, you'd probably say, you know, into this. Maybe actually a bit of a step up, to be fair. It's in a proper R5 car, and maybe he can sort of use this to then go into WRC2 maybe, or, you know, something like that. Sort of a decent launch pad maybe, into something like that into the future.
Josh Moffat, as I said, yeah, he was seventh. He picked up the third overall in the BRC. He was, I think he was the guy who was leading for that one stage where Breen wasn't, and was then running second behind, but ran into trouble. I think it was a broken prop shaft that stopped him on stage six, but he carried on going and was still able to pick up a good result. A shame for him, but still valuable points in the two championships. I think he's kept himself within touching distance of both there.
Yeah, I think he might even be up to second, maybe in the BRC, or at least sort of, he's definitely up there, maybe not second, but at least he's in that sort of contention. And if he can realise that potential a little more, then, you know, you never know what could happen later in the year.
Yeah, and he's the guy defending the Irish Tarmac Championship, mm-hmm. which is an interesting thing to see. Rounding out the top 10 was Rob Barrable, and then the two BRC runners of Martin McCormack and Jonathan Greer. Unfortunately, we didn't see Donna Kelly really competing to pick up a sixth West Cork Rally win in a row. He didn't really show much pace in the wet stages on Saturday morning, and then damaged a wheel and had to retire, unfortunately, from the event. A real shame, but ultimately, I think that kind of changed the R5 car, kind of caught him out a little bit.
Yeah, that's fair to say. We talked about that in the preview, and yeah, like you say, probably just struggling to adapt, but you know, hopefully he comes back and gives it another shot. It was always going to be a very difficult challenge, but hard to judge with so little you know, time in the rally.
Yeah, exactly what you don't want as well. A new car, and then it's soaking wet, wasn't it, on Saturday morning? Loads of wind, horrible conditions. He needed kind of the Sunday nice weather to be around on that Saturday. What else do we have? Mikko Hirvonen, or as he's now been called by Craig Breen because he's done one Irish rally, he's now Mick O'Hirvonen. but he's another guy who really enjoyed the rally. He's in a Ford Escort Mark II. He loves that car. He's hoping to do loads of events around the place with that car, but really enjoyed the stages as well, kind of echoing what Breen was saying about it being one of his favourite rallies to do. And 16th overall, but had a fair bit of challenge actually to win his class, which was interesting. But good. I like Hervin, and I'm really happy that he's still going, because he's not too old, is he? Retired very young from the WRC, so it's nice to see him still got the rallying bug.
Yeah, I mean, he's literally doing it for fun, isn't he, I think, at the moment, which is really good to see, away from the pressure of the World Rally Championship and driving a Ford Escort, which I think I'd rather drive his car, to be honest, with Craig Breen's, especially in the wet, you know. I think that'd be an awful lot of fun.
Yeah. And yeah, certainly, I think from what I heard, I'm sure he's going to be doing loads of stuff around the place.
That's good.
And the Ford Escort Mark II, as he says, a cracking car. You see it at all kinds of different events. It's always there, however many years old it is.
Yes.
I still love it, which is good to see. The juniors, the British juniors, was again a really closely fought thing. Jordan Hone was leading on the first day, but then he lost out at the beginning of day two, and then unfortunately retired a few stages later. So Josh McErlean in the end took the victory, another Peugeot victory. We haven't seen too much from the Fiestas yet in the junior BRC. And then it was James Williams in second, William Creighton in third. He was the runner-up in Cambria. James Wilson, the winner from Cambria, was fourth. But those four guys, within a minute, which I think is pretty good. Usually in the juniors, you see whacking great gaps, but that's closely fought the junior category.
Definitely, you know, especially as we've already mentioned, the conditions of this rally was not going to be easier for juniors. So really good to see pretty much, you know, most of them getting to the end of the rally, and to get to the end of the rally with so few problems is quite impressive for those top guys. So, you know, full credit to them, and a really, really good win.
Obviously, we said about this in the season preview. The British Junior is getting plenty of funding, plenty of prize money from Peugeot, from Ford, for competing and doing well. So that is really good to see. Hopefully, we'll have a few Brits moving up the ranks overall. But yeah, overall, very interesting rally. Unfortunately, I didn't actually get out to it. I've been saying for ages that I was going to go, but I didn't get out there because my ferry was cancelled due to the weather on the Saturday morning, which was annoying. But I'm hoping to get out to Ireland for one of the Irish Tarmac events later in the year because I think it's a really good atmosphere. And I think the Ulster Rally later in the year is another one that's kind of shared between the two championships, which I think worked really well here.
Definitely, we saw this, wasn't it? It was a bit of a melting pot, wasn't it, of a bunch of different championships coming together. And I think that's really when the sort of the British Rally Championship in particular really sort of shines, I think, alongside all these other championships. It comes across, I think, really, really well.
And we certainly like seeing just people tested up against each other. Really good comparison
Yeah,
tool
exactly.
for us guys who kind of, I'm pretty new to
Yeah.
following the BRC, and it's good to see kind of where they slot in. And I'm very impressed so far by the standard that I've seen. Next up is, I think it's the Pirelli International Rally in Carlisle. I'm pretty sure that's the next event
Yes.
in the BRC. And then also the Irish Tarmac Championship has got quite a few rounds left. I'll be honest, I don't know what's next on that. But thank you very much for the amount of views we had on the preview for this event. And I'm just going to say it now, if there is an interest in the Irish Tarmac Championship, which from the preview I think there could be, let us know in the comments and we'll kind of cover the Irish Tarmac Championship as well because. If there's an audience out there for it, we'd love to talk to you guys and have the interaction that we had in the preview. So, thank you very much for your support on that video, and thank you very much for listening today as well. In terms of the Across the Stages podcast, the next time we'll be back will be for the preview of Rally Corsica in the World Championship, and we'll also be kind of talking about Mexico a tiny bit because we did record a review for that, but we had technical issues. So yeah, see you then for the next episode of the Across the Stages podcast. Thank you once again for listening today, and goodbye.